Hiawatha Locker Room Chat continues here tonight as we wrap things up on a Wednesday night. KNZA 103.9 FM, our conversation with our Hiawatha coaches, presented by Carl's Body Shop, and we're joined now by the boys' basketball coach, that is Gary Smith. Coach, it's been a tough grind here through the first couple weeks. You have played a not an easy schedule, the likes of Marysville, Troy, and then this past week, Centralia and Nemaha Central. You know, 2 weeks in, a 1-3 mark so far. How would you kind of assess the first couple weeks here of 2022?
Well, we've had our moments for sure, where we've been pretty good. And I guess the biggest thing is, you know, we're just going to find a way to finish some games out. And, you know, I guess the good thing about it, we've been in it and kind of can see that we can do some things. But, again, we're just going to have to find a way to finish some games that are tight at the end.
Yeah, certainly they have been close through the last week and a half, going back a little over a week ago, that win over Troy. That was a two-point win. And then this past week, last Friday, a one-point loss to Centralia, a team that's undefeated and ranked. And then this past Tuesday, Nemaha Central, a four-point game, 39-35 there. So really your last three games, a combined 7 points between the outcomes there, with one of those three being victories. You got to see it as a positive. You know, maybe early on you're losing a couple of these games, but at least learning early on, playing in tight games, you could ultimately hope that that kind of brings up a positive when you get later into the season.
Well, we can hope for that, and you know, definitely, you know, we're gonna talk that way, and we're gonna try to, you know, get the kids convinced that is something that's good, that you know, that we can build on. But in the same sense, you know, like out of Centralia, of course, you know, they've got a lot of tradition there also. And you know, we're ahead going in the last minute and half and just wasn't able to finish it off. And then, you know, last night with Nemaha, I think we were ahead at half and then we were ahead at the, you know, start of the fourth. And, you know, we just kind of figure out a way to dig in a little harder when the other teams are digging in and get some things to happen that's going to benefit us at the end.
Let's go through the final couple games here through the December schedule. So a tough test here in the final two. You get Holton on Friday at home, and then you travel to Riverside on a Tuesday. How do you kind of see this playing out, particularly with Holton on Friday, a team that's won three of their first four? They got some talent across the board, and, you know, the Wildcats never an easy out.
No, they aren't. You know, they'll be physical and got some athletic kids, and you know, they're always going to play you tough. And you know, I know that'll be a tough outing, but in the same sense, it'll be, you know, like we've had our last couple. You know, we're going to have a chance, and you know, the kids know that too. But you're going to have to go out and play well. And 32 minutes of basketball, we're going to play 32 minutes. So you know, they're going to be a handful, and you know, then we go to Riverside, and you know, that's going to be another game when you go on the road that, you know, you're going to have to show up there and play well and try to get some things done.
Hiawatha boys basketball coach Gary Smith joining us. A 1-3 start for the Redhawks, but three of those four games have come down to the wire, and a tough stretch here for the Redhawks. They'll get a home tilt with Holton on Friday and then at Riverside on Tuesday to close out the December portion of the schedule. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck here these next couple of games. Enjoy the holidays, and we will talk to you here in a few weeks.
Well, same to you, and I thank you for what you do.